talking with Tenniel today, Canadian country artist, and you're from Grand Prairie out in Alberta.
That's right. That's home for me.
Good. So have you always lived around there, Tenniel?
You bet. I'm a born and raised Grand Prairie girl, for sure.
Okay, now I spoke to you actually in 2009, and your life is certainly changing for the better. Lots going on in your life since 2009. Now, in 2009, I believe that was the year you put out your first release, Home Now, and you wrote the song yourself, and it's about a tribute to a father serving overseas, so that was pretty exciting, and it actually got a lot of radio stations playing it throughout the country.
It sure did, and thanks again for chatting with me then and taking the time to chat with me now, Maureen. I appreciate your continued support, and, you know, Home Now was a really big beginning for me. That was my first little test in the water to radio, and it was such a great experience, especially being involved around Remembrance Day and such an important tribute. And since that, I mean, I've been just so grateful for all of these amazing experiences and opportunities that have continuously been unfolding. I'm just having such a blast.
Well, that's great. Now, is music going to be your career? Because you're,
absolutely,
I believe,
yeah, yes. You're,
and interesting.
17, actually. Sorry,
you're 17. Well, you're up for a CCMA, actually. That's coming up in Hamilton in September, and I believe you're the youngest female artist to be nominated?
I am, yes. I'm so honored to be in that category. I mean, I've grown up listening to all four of those other ladies and admiring their Canadian talent and success, and you know, they're such talented performers and songwriters and singers, and just to be listed beside those idols of mine is just a ginormous honor. I'm so excited for the CCMAs this year.
It is exciting. Is this your first year attending, or have you attended before?
No, this will be my fourth year, actually. The first year that I went, it was in Winnipeg, and I went and I took notes, and mm-hmm. It's a whole week full of conferences and workshops, and it was a really great networking opportunity for me. So it gave me the, you know, experience of meeting a lot of the industry delegates and just kind of getting to meet a lot of people. It was amazing. And that actually, those relationships that started then are still continuing now, and they've only grown. So this is a fourth year for me attending CCMAs as a delegate, and I'm just stoked to be going back.
Well, we're really happy for you. Now,
thanks.
You put out your debut CD, and the CD is called Real. See, right now we're playing your latest song, Real Me, so that's pretty exciting, too.
Yeah, well, thanks for spinning it. I mean, the album, that's so exciting for me that it's finally here. Those are some songs that I've been writing since I was 13 years old, and for them to have come to life and be able to be part of a full album it's so exciting. I'm really grateful you guys are playing the new single, and it's Real Me is the theme song off the album, and the entire album is dedicated to the people who keep me real and all the people I've been really fortunate to work with on this journey so far.
That's wonderful. So exciting making the album too. You went down to Nashville. Tell us about that.
It was awesome. I mean, I was really fortunate to work with an incredible producer down there, Mr. Fred Mullen, and we went through all the songs and we picked our selections, and he brought the studio musicians together, and these people are so talented. I mean, we went into the studio, they'd never heard the songs before, they hear the track once, mm-hmm. and then they go into studio, and the drummer counts everybody in, and it's done live. And it's done in like two takes, the entire song. It's the most overwhelming and humbling experience. I can't even, you know, words just don't describe what a phenomenal experience that was, watching everything come to life just so magically. The musicians were so talented, and seeing every song unfold was just amazing.
That is amazing. Did you write a lot of the songs yourself?
I sure did. 9 of the 12 were songs that I've either written on my own or co-written with some dear friends of mine.
That's really exciting. Okay. Now, you've had an exciting summer, too. You performed at the Edmonton Garrison for Canada Day, and
yeah.
You took the stage at Calgary Stampede, you wrote, when you went down to Nashville, you wrote with Willie Mack. That's a big name. Gil Grand, Patricia Conway, and a lot of big names like that. So you definitely must have gotten a lot of inspiration off these people.
Absolutely. I mean, this whole entire summer, in fact, has been just so much fun. I mean, starting off in Alberta with the, you know, Edmonton Garrison and Calgary Stampede. It was great. I was able to work with a lot of musicians here, and performing is such a blast for me, so that was really fun. And then heading off to Nashville was just a bit of a whole different vibe. I mean, switching from a performance side of things to the creative side of things, it just felt so good to get back to that and to work with such phenomenal people. Like you said, there's tons. I mean, I wrote close to, I think, 15 songs in 14 days, so it was a very successful trip, and I'm really excited about the new material already. And yeah, then from Nashville, I actually came back to Alberta, participated in the Songwriters Round at Big Valley Jamboree, and then headed out to Ontario, which was really fun. I got to take part in CTV's Canada AM, which was really fun. And then also headed up to Northern Ontario for Manitou and Country Fest, and that was also a blast. So really good memories, man.
That's great. Your family must be very supportive and really enjoying this whirlwind with you of positive energy and positive things coming.
Oh, they are. I mean, I'm so grateful. I could not do this without them at all. They're, you know, a huge strength and love and support. And I've got an entire family, not just my parents and my brother, but my grandparents and cousins and aunts and uncles, and they're just always so supportive about everything that's going on. It's really amazing to have them be a part of it with me.
Oh, you're really fortunate to have such a supportive family and extended family too.
Now,
last February, you actually you created a fundraiser, Big Hearts for Big Kids, and tell us about that.
Absolutely. I actually started the fundraiser 2 years ago. I can't believe it's been 2 years already, but I started it in honor of the Sunrise House, which is the youth emergency shelter in my hometown of Grand Prairie. So they service a really wide range of, you know, an hours and hours of spectrum for kids to come to that are my age in my own community. And they come and, you know, their food, shelter, and emergency services until they can, you know, be found a home, basically. So it's really close to my heart, being that I'm really blessed with a great family foundation. But I do realize that, you know, not everyone is that fortunate, and I want to make a difference to change that. So the only way I can seem to do that is through music. And I brought together a bunch of my songwriting friends, and the first year, Hey Romeo headlined it, and the second year, Mr. Aaron Perchette did. And over the past 2 years, we've been, you know, it's an incredibly supportive community, and we've been able to raise over 90,000, which is pretty exciting. And the shelter actually had to close their doors due to lack of funding, but I'm really excited to say they're back up and running, which is awesome.
That is awesome. Phenomenal. And just a wonderful thing that you're doing, giving back to the community, too. It's wonderful.
Well, thanks. I mean, they're so supportive to me, and that's the least I can do. Everybody seems to come together through music, and it's, you know, it's one of my favorite moments of anything is standing there at Big Hearts for Big Kids and watching my community celebrate music to make a difference. It's so much fun for me, and I'm really proud to be a part of it.
That's wonderful. Now, you're no longer independent. I guess in March you signed to Royalty Records?
I sure did. I'm really excited to be a part of the Royalty Records family. They're a group of really great people, and I've just been really fortunate to work with them over the past few months with the album, and really excited about the results, and their support is amazing as well.
That's great. And just one of your songs, Pictures on a Crooked Wall, I love that too. I believe that was the single before Real Me, the one that we're playing now, and that actually was approved for rotation nationally on CMT, so that was pretty exciting too for you.
It was. It was really cool, and you know what's really cool about Pictures on a Crooked Wall is that it's the theme song for the fundraiser that I started, Big Hearts for Big Kids. So the song is about youth with a really weak family foundation. So I was really fortunate to work with Warren Sonoda, and he directed and produced the video, and CMT added it, which was, you know, so amazing. I'm so grateful that they're still playing it, which is awesome. And yeah, I'm really hoping the video raises some awareness to some kids with weak family foundations. So that's what that song's all about. So thanks for spinning that last time.
Really exciting. We love all your songs. So what a whirlwind of a summer, and actually a last year. Anything planned for this fall and this winter?
Other than the CCMAs, I'm really really stoked. I'm opening for Easton Corbin here in Grand Prairie at the beginning of September.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm headed off to Hamilton. I've got some stuff happening in Calgary and then Vancouver. Exciting shows, and I guess the biggest thing of all is heading back to grade 12 this year, so I start that in a couple of weeks, which should be good.
That's pretty big schedule. So grade 12, what do you plan to do once you graduate?
You know what, I really want to roll with the music, and I want to continue riding the train and just keep doing what I love, writing and performing and sharing this music. So I'm looking forward to seeing where that path leads me, for sure.
Oh, we're looking forward to it, too, and definitely you've got a fantastic start, my goodness.
Well, thanks, Maureen. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, Tenille, and all the best.
Thank you so much.
The perfect designer clothes.
You as well. Thank you.
Bye.
In the hallway, they stop and stare at